And you mentioned income eligibility here on Pell Grants. In general, are there other income eligibility requirements here for the student loan forgiveness?
Yes, key to this plan is that for individuals, you have to be making $125,000 or less, and this was in the 2021 or 2022 tax year, and this is your adjusted gross income. And for couples who are married filing jointly, you'd have to be making $250,000 or less. The amounts that the White House is proposing or planning to do would really wipe out the debt completely for about 20 million borrowers and cut in half for very many more. A lot of the distribution of the relief, I think, goes to people who typically earn $75,000 or less. I think they said about 90% of the relief is going to them. So this is a pretty significant amount of forgiveness. I mean, keep in mind, this is not what many people were calling for. Particularly more liberal parts of the Democratic Party had wanted $50,000 in forgiveness, and the president had never said that he was willing to do that. $10,000 was his hard number. So the additional $10,000 for Pell recipients was a bit surprising. And so if you are a student coming from a household where they're making $60,000 or less, very often that's first-generation college students. That's a lot of racial minorities, that a lot of low-income students who are attending community colleges, seeking trades. A lot of blue-collar workers and such would fall into that category. So I think he was able to accomplish a political goal in a way that felt comfortable.
Yeah, I'm interested in the timing of this. Before I get to that, I did want to know how the loan cancellation is expected to be distributed. Is it like borrowers will receive a check in the mail? That's not what's going to happen,
right? No, it's not like a refund. I've received so many questions about that in particular. No, it is essentially like if you took a loan at a bank and the loan said I'm forgiving $10,000 of that loan, you will just see a balance that is $10,000 less than what you owed. That is all that is. It is not money coming back to individual people. As far as applying for it, now the Department of Education has some of the income data on many borrowers, but not all. So it's not going to be as seamless as many people had hoped. So about like 8 million people will likely have automatic loan forgiveness, meaning they don't have to submit any form attesting to what their income is. But the rest of the 30 some odd million people will actually have to submit a form, which the Department of Education said should be out in the coming weeks.
Okay, more forms to fill.